The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. I shouldn't tell you this, but Eric hired someone who sounds just like him to host today's show. But since I'm the announcer, they told me, so I'm telling you, don't be fooled. The real Eric's in jail.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the show. Pretty stinking exciting. I got to tell you, first of all, in hour one today, we have Jim Nels sharing all about Speaker Johnson and some other current event stuff. Very, very important interview. That's hour one. And hour two, our buddy Doug Giles is coming on. He's the hipster doofus, hipster Pat. Actually, he's not. He's amazing. He's in hour two. But right now, if you've been following me on social media, many of you have been very excited about what is happening tomorrow night. It's tomorrow, Thursday, April 25th. My friend Sean Foyt, don't try to spell it, Sean Foyt is coming to New York, and we are rallying for Israel at Columbia University tomorrow night, 116th Street, Morningside Heights. This is going to be a big deal. I thought, wouldn't it be great to get Sean Foyt on the program? And guess what? Here he is. Welcome, Sean.
Thank you. Good to be here. Can't wait.
Look, this is nuts. When I heard this from you, you know, the actress Patty Heaton, who's a friend, she's a Christian. She has been all over social media for months after October 7th. And she had emailed me, we should do something. This stuff that's going on at Columbia University is so evil. We need to take a stand. Right around the same time, you emailed me, you're coming to New York. We put this out on social media. And according to what I'm reading from you, it's gone insane. The actor Michael Rapaport shared this. This is amazing.
Yeah. I mean, listen, this is one of those things. I mean, if you're a sane American and you are, especially if you're a person of faith, to see what has been happening on these campuses, to see that it all began at Columbia University, this anti-Semitism, Jew hatred vitriol, this chanting and waving death to America, destruction to Israel. I mean, this is unbelievable. I mean, it's like, what are we in the 1930s again? And the fact that it's been tolerated, the fact that it's been placated, the fact that even these people have been protected to be there on campus doing their thing is ridiculous. And so, you know, this is one of those moments, Eric, where like, it's like, will the real Christians please rise up? Like, will the real believers, will the real people of God, the people of faith rise up? And so we have a moment, I believe it's a flashpoint of significance that we have the opportunity to be a response. And so I'm excited tomorrow night. The whole world's going to see the response of the church. We have Jewish leaders. We have politicians. We have actors and actresses, comedians, musicians. We have all kind of folks that are joining together. A lot of them aren't even on the same political spectrum. They just agree that the destruction of Israel and the annihilation of the Jewish people is a bad thing. Hopefully we can all agree on that. And we're coming under that premise to take a stand, to worship, to pray, to march, and to let our voices be heard. So excited to see who's going to come and how significant this thing can really be.
If only President Trump were in New York City tomorrow. What a pity that he's not in New York. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, he is in New York tomorrow. He is on trial for jaywalking. They're going to put him in jail for jaywalking. Jaywalking, you know, it's a felony. It's a federal felony, jaywalking, and they're going to put him in jail, and the trial's going on. I'm not kidding. He is in New York because of this insane trial.
Right.
Just between you and me, okay, I say this honestly, I think there's a decent chance that he might show up. We don't know, but my sources, let me be honest, say that there's a chance. I'm not blowing smoke. People who know me know I don't blow smoke. But so I think that could happen. I know that all kinds of people are definitely showing up. But if he were to show up, it would be astonishing. I think there are going to be some film crews there. I believe Fox News is sending a crew.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's going to be a ton of media. I think that really, I mean, media goes wherever, and politicians and leaders, they'll go wherever the people are. And right now, I think there's a wholesale rejection in America of this demonic ideology that we are seeing creep into all of the campuses. The universities have become hotbeds of Jew hatred. And, you know, I think Americans are rejecting it. And tomorrow, I believe, will be one of those moments where the narrative is reframed, you know, and I say that because all we've seen is destruction and death to America and chanting and Hamas flags and all this kind of stuff. Well, tomorrow you're going to see the worshipers show up. You're going to see Israeli flags. You're going to see, you know, you're going to see shofars. Eric is probably even going to blow them. You're going to see guitars. You're going to see people worshiping. You're going to see people praying. I mean, this is going to be going to be so attractive to the news because everybody wants to know the response of the church and the response of sane people of faith. And they're going to be able to see that tomorrow. So it wouldn't surprise me who shows up at this point.
Well, I'm not kidding. I'm having gigantic sized Bonhoeffer posters shipped to my home in New York, because if anybody points the way forward, Bonhoeffer was living at a time when the church failed to speak up for the Jews. How did that go, church? Hey, church, how did it go when you said, well, we just want to do church. We don't want to be controversial. It doesn't get more dramatic than open Jew hatred and celebration of satanic, sadistic monsters like Hamas. What they did on October 7th, is there any reasonable response to that other than this is evil in our time? So this is the question for, you know, Christians across America. A lot of non-Christians get this, but Christians, you have no excuse not to get this. So if you can be there tomorrow, Columbia University, 116th Street, Morningside Heights, I think we need to show our love of Israel, our love of the people of God. We need to be bold. We need to stand. The idea that Jews have been cowering because mobs are attacking them for being Jewish, not for being pro-Israel, for being Jewish.
I think this is a moment in time where we have to rise up, and we got to be on the right side of history.
Is there a website? I'm sorry to interrupt, but is there a website? Can people go to Let Us Worship or something to find out the details of this?
I mean, this is kind of a pop-up thing. They can go to, this is what they can do. They can text the word pray, P-R-A-Y, text pray to 20221. Again, that's pray. They can text the word pray, P-R-A-Y, to 20221, and we'll send out the graphics, the update, the directions, all that kind of stuff. That'd be the easiest.
And if my name is on the flyer, please spell it correctly. Okay. That's all I ask of you.
You want to talk about spelling names correctly.
I spell Sean Boyd correctly every time. I get it right because I care. Now, Sean, listen, I'm just so proud of you that you're doing this. I'm thrilled that by the grace of God, I get to be there. A lot of people I know are going to be there. This is important, folks. This is tomorrow night. It's a big deal. I'm sure there's going to be media coverage. We need to be clear in our stance for Israel. It's very clear. So we're doing this tomorrow. And Sean, thank you, my friend, for making yourself available right now. And we will spread the word.
Gotta get a message. Americans for Prosperity has done it again. You're going to love this. Know how Biden's been running around the country bragging about Bidenomics and the media is doing stories on how the president has embraced the term? Well, guess what? Americans for Prosperity just bought the Bidenomics.com domain name. I cannot believe the White House didn't think to secure it first. This would be like Pepsi buying Coca-Cola.com. Just hilarious. Bidenomics.com sets the record straight on the failures of Joe Biden's economy, his horrible record on the cost of living, wages, debts and deficits, energy and more. I've been to the site and I can tell you it is not what Joe Biden wants Americans to see. APF takes Biden's own words and compares them to the reality of everyday Americans. It is packed with facts and stories that prove Bidenomics is a costly failure. Americans for Prosperity deserve a lot of credit for this coup. Visit Bidenomics.com soon, the website Joe Biden doesn't want you to see. Portions of the Eric Metaxas Show are brought to you in part by Americans for Prosperity.
Remember as a kid, your parents and grandparents making you try all the vegetables on your plate, or when they coax you to eat fruit instead of sweets? That's because they knew what was good for you, and it's truer today than ever before. You need to eat your fruits and veggies. There's no substitute for a healthy diet, but there is Balance of Nature. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. If you're looking for something to make you feel better naturally, you should definitely try Balance of Nature today. Eat your fruits and veggies every single day with Balance of Nature. I started taking Balance of Nature the day I decided I was ready to feel better. Are you ready to start? Whether you order online or call them direct, you must use the promo code ERIC to get the special offer of 35% off. Call them at 800-2468-751 and use discount code ERIC or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code ERIC to get 35% off. I'll say it again, 800-2468-751. Use discount code ERIC or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code ERIC to get 35% off.
Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added, legacypminvestments.com. Legacypminvestments.com. Check it out.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing...
Folks, welcome back. As I warned you, Doug Giles would be my guest, and here he is. Doug Giles, welcome back.
Eric, how you doing, big dog?
Did you know that there's a lion right behind you, or were you aware of that? I don't know if people can see this. If they're listening on the radio, it's rare that they would be able to see it. Only people with really great radios can see. But it looks like there's a lion about to pounce on you. Are you aware of that? I thought maybe I should warn you as a friend.
Yeah, I think you're in love with my lion. And you know, it's fortunate to you that there is a lion replication taxidermy shop. I believe it's in Ohio. That man, their lion reproductions are mind blowing. They're a little pricey, but Eric, I think we ought to get you a nice big old Simba to put behind you, and we could be lion buddies. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna get me a lion. You can't hide your lion eyes. Listen, I always have to refer to the lion because when I'm talking to you, it's a little hard to ignore. It's hard to ignore when there's a gigantic stuffed lion behind anyone. And when it's a guest of mine, I've got to refer to it. In the past, we have covered how that lion got there. It messed with you. You killed it. And now it's behind you in your home in Texas. So,
amen.
We're here to talk about some related things. The script. Scripture says that the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, and your new book, and you are prolific, dude, is called I Talk Back to the Devil. Is this book just out?
Yeah, so it dropped last weekend, and it's a short book. You know, I don't write, you know, 700 page books because I've got the attention span of a ferret on espresso. And so it's a compilation of 30 proclamations, Eric, that cover the wealth and the walk and the warfare of the Christian. And these aren't to be read and, you know, mused upon. These are to be declared with testicular fortitude at the powers of darkness, because we've got voices yapping at us. We've got our relatives yapping at us. We have the news yapping at us. There's many voices, and they're not without significance. And so what I do in the book, I talk back to the devil, is that you got to open your yapper, Christian, and start declaring with authority what God has declared. Now, I've been in a lot of rooms, and I'm sure you've been the same, Eric, where there's nothing but fear, there's dread, the powers of darkness, Klaus Schwab, George Soros, Iran, you know. It's on and on and on. Bad news bears, bad news bears.
Are you saying that as a Christian man, I shouldn't be cringing in the corner? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, don't curl up in the fetal position and what's your wee Christian diaper, you know? Get up there with some flippin' moxie and declare, thus saith the Lord, you know? And it's
by the way, flippin' moxie, that's, if you know the original Greek, that is the correct term.
Yeah, flippin' off, I believe that's it.
I want to be clear. What you just said, I agree with it, but there are many Christians who they don't understand this. They don't understand that we are to declare what God says, that we're to use our voice and our authority as believers to declare what God says against what the devil says, what the devil is saying through culture. Right. We're to do that. And that is part of spiritual warfare, is to declare what God says. And so that's part of what you're talking about.
Yeah, when you look at
clear, a lot of Christians, they don't get this stuff. They're not living this out.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of Christians, they made famous that refrain, you know, back in the 1990s, you know, what would Jesus do? We've got a wristband that says, who would Jesus with? But anyway, when people are thinking, you know, what would Jesus do? Well, when he got tempted in the wilderness and he went toe to toe with El Diablo on a very empty stomach, and Satan started, you know, hitting him with his various temptations, Christ threw the book at him. He hit him with, it is written, it is written, it is written. And, you know, Solomon says the power of life and death is in the tongue. James said you can set your life on fire with the very flames of hell with your tongue. And you can proclaim God's authority, his word, against the powers of darkness. This is how we tread on serpents and scorpions. And I know it sounds weird, but it's in God's economy that when you open your mouth and you confess Jesus as Lord, it saves your soul. When you open your mouth and you proclaim your kids will not be cursed, they'll be above and not beneath. They'll be the head and not the tail. They'll be blessed going in and coming out. That's a hell of a lot better than saying, oh, you're stupid. You're never going to amount to anything. We have the power in our tongue to, and I know I sound like, you know, Jesse Duplantis right now, to create something that's marvelous or something that's abysmal. Like when the powers of darkness come at me, Eric, and they're like, you're unworthy, you suck. I quote back to them Ephesians chapter 1 that says, before the foundation of the world, Satan, God had me in mind, and he took great delight in choosing me way before I was born. And so I hit Satan back when he condemns me with that garbage, with what the word of God says. And you know what it does to me, Eric? It rains down oodles and oodles of this thing called grace and power and peace. But if I listen, you know, to the demon on my shoulder, it's nothing but guilt, condemnation, nonsense. And then you extrapolate that to a wider platform in regards to our world. It's like, everything's going to hell. There's nothing we can do about it. Well, I'm going to quote Isaiah 9 and Psalm 2 and Psalm 35. And David said, there's a lot that God can do about a world going to hell. And that's, he can crush the enemy. He can remove bad leaders and put in good leaders. And so instead of saying, you know, what your chicken testicle pastor is saying about how grim, you know, the milieu is, I'm going to say what God says and let the heads roll.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
So,
hey, I just want to get something clear because I'm all about accuracy. Did you use the adjective chicken testicle before the noun pastor?
Yes, I believe I did.
Is chicken testicle, is that hyphenated or maybe it doesn't matter?
Yeah, I put a dash in there. But
you put a hyphen in there. A dash, yep. Is two hyphens.
Okay.
Listen. This is very important that we get this right.
Chicken, agree to disagree.
Testicle, hyphen. So seriously, though, you know, because we're living in such dark times, it's vital that the church get what you're saying. And I've said this many times, I like to hang with people who get this, because if you don't get this, you become, somebody who's whining, that's negative. And that's depressing, but it's worse than that. It has power. When you speak negativity and defeat, it has power. And there are a lot of people, they don't get that. They don't understand. And I didn't used to understand this. I'll be real honest. I did not used to understand this the way I do today, that it's not just like a nice idea. Oh, words have power. No, actually, when I say things, or if I'm basically verbalizing the devil's point of view, everything's terrible, this is happening, we're not going to win. Yep. There is power in that. If you understand that you're made in the image of God and that the Holy Spirit lives inside you, to give voice to what the devil's point of view is very powerful in a bad way. And yep. So we have to train ourselves to understand that this is real, that spiritual warfare is real, and that we're called to speak the truth, to speak hope and life and love and the power of God. We're supposed to do this. So that's what you're talking about. And, you know, you mentioned Jesse Duplantis. I mean, a lot of people that I don't know, or I don't hang with them, but, you know, maybe they're called Word of Faith people or something, but they've tapped into a truth. You can always take everything too far into heresy, but we're talking about what is biblical here.
Yeah, I agree, man. And, you know, I'm not throwing the baby out with the bathwater when it comes to the believer's confession, because it's replete throughout the Old Testament and New Testament how powerful the tongue is and how destructive it can be. I mean, you look at in Numbers chapter 13, 12 spies go out and 10 chicken testicles, to reuse a phrase. 10 of the spies, they come back and they said, we saw, you know, the sons of Anak there, and we were like grasshoppers in their sight. And so they became grasshoppers. They said that they were nothing. They said that they were bugs. They said, not the enemy, they said it. They thought it and they said it and they became it. And then you got Joshua and Caleb. It's like, man, we'll eat them. They'll be our breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you know, giants, breakfast of champions. And those two old cats at 85 years old, Eric, they got into Canaan. They got their inheritance. They got their promised land. The other 4 months, you know, they said they couldn't, and so they didn't. And
if you know Hebrew, which I don't, and if you read what the 10 fearful guys were saying, I guess properly translated, they were just saying, mommy. If you read it carefully in the Hebrew and you understand Hebrew, they were calling for their mommy. It's kind of amazing, actually, how many examples there are in scripture of this, but that's the classic one. Because they were all confronted with the same reality. Two chose to see it one way, and 10 chose to see it another way. And the scripture is not exactly unclear on what God's perspective is. Folks, this is very, very important. We're talking to our friend Doug Giles. His new book is I Talk Back to the Devil. I Talk Back to the Devil. When we come back, more with Doug Giles.
Waits over the way to prepare. In the sweet by and by, by and by.
For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of this show, which is why I am proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military, veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to PatriotMobile.com/Metaxas, PatriotMobile.com/Metaxas, or call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the offer code Metaxas. Join me. Make the switch today. That's PatriotMobile.com/Metaxas.
Hey, this is Eric Metaxas. For years, I've told you about Nutramedics, a professional supplement brand trusted by doctors since 1993. Nutramedics offers a variety of health bundles. Whether you want to support your immune system, improve your sleep, promote joint comfort, or detoxification support, Nutramedics has a health bundle right for you. The best part about Nutramedics, every year they donate a minimum of 50% of their profits to Christian charities and missions. That's right, 50% of their profits. Nutramedics has a goal of surpassing $100 million in giving by 2030. Many of you take supplements already. Switch to Nutramedics. It's the highest quality, and they donate 50% of their profits. Get 15% off by using the code ERIC during checkout. Go to Nutramedics.com and search health bundles. Support your health while helping others in need. Go to Nutramedics. That's NutraMedix.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off. Again, Nutramedics, NutraMedix.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off.
Welcome back. Talking to Doug Giles. His new book is I Talk Back to the Devil. I got to ask you, brother, you mentioned earlier something we haven't commented on the program, that I don't know the details of what went down at that conference where Mark Driscoll was. And there was, I guess, something akin to a male stripper. It's not really clear to me what went down. I try to look away. But can you right. tell me, do you know what happened, or maybe you don't either?
Yeah, so I know what's on YouTube, and there's pretty, you know, substantial clips of the before and after the male stripper. So this guy comes sashaying Eric up on stage. He's a kind of a Michelangelo Davidic type of human specimen. And he gets to the stripper pole. This is a Christian men's conference, dude.
I don't get it. Why?
I don't get it either. I'm going to have to, you know, hunt down John Liddell's like, hey, man, WTH, why did y'all come up with that idea? Because I've been doing conferences for 30 years in America and in Europe, in Africa. You do them all over the place. I've never, ever had anybody said, you know what would get people fired up? Let's get a stripper. You know, it's like,
I always want to give people the benefit of the doubt, because I feel like it makes so little sense that I feel there's got to be some explanation. It might not be adequate, right. But it just seems so bizarre to me. I'm at a complete loss. I thought you could help us out. You don't seem to know more than I do.
Yeah. So Mark rebukes them, says it's the Jezebel spirit, and, you know, hooks it up to Old Testament idol worshiping with the pole and Asherah and all that other stuff. And then he gets called down by the conference host to sit down and shut up. And Mark's like, I'm out of here, whatever. And then Mark comes back and he apologizes for offending the father of the house by not coming to him first and rebuking him. And I'm like, there's Matthew 18. Like, if you do something public, Eric, if you take off your shirt, start, you know, swinging around a pole in Midtown or something like that, and you
I've done it on the subway, but people don't know that's me.
Okay. Yeah, if you do that, I'm going like, hey, man, you know, you can't do that anymore. You gotta chill. This is not a good idea. It's not a good look for you, Eric. And, you know, Matthew 18, if you sin in private, then rebuke him privately. If you sin publicly, according to 1 Timothy 5:20, then you get a public rebuke. You know, it's just like, you know, Paul gave to Peter when he starts preaching circumcision again. Paul didn't put up with it for an hour. And it's bad, man. I got to tell you, Eric, I've seen some zaniness because I've been part of, you know, Kara's mania for, you know, 30 plus years. And I've seen some whack stuff. That was some of the most whack I've ever. I can't even imagine who came up with that idea. And think of this. What idea did not make the cut? I mean, it's just, or Sproul doesn't do it. You have your events. You have Socrates in the city. You're not like, hey, let's get Nathan Lane to come in here with a feather boa and a sundress and walk around singing, I Want to Be Loved by You and Nobody Else But You, and sit on everybody's lap like in Birdcage. These are serious times. These are serious men. Sproul didn't do it. MacArthur hadn't done it heretofore. Ravenhill never did it. Tozer never did it. What they did do is put out awesome worship, heavy on the Christian meat, a lot of fear of God, and those dudes ministered to millions upon millions of men. So
I'm still looking to get there's got to be at least some explanation of why they would have this. It just doesn't make any sense. And I feel like now I've got to try to look into this because it's just sick. But we'll move on. You're talking about your book is called I Talk Back to the Devil. And I just want to say that this is a principle that we are supposed to declare what God says. Now, Dutch Sheets and his brother Tim Sheets, I was just at his church in Ohio recently. They're kind of big on this, declaring. So talk about this as a biblical principle. Why?
Yeah, it's an act of boldness. Instead of like little silent prayers or thinking, you know, stuff, you're actually taking your mouth and doing what the scripture says to do, utilizing the sword of the spirit. It's the only offensive weapon in the armor of God. And you're proclaiming. So it comes out of your mouth, Eric. It's like you start feeling it. You start hearing it. It elevates your spirit. I teach my church to do this. Like we'll get into, you know, like talking about the blood of Christ and what the blood of Christ does for the believer. And we're declaring it out loud. And man, I'm telling you, it elevates the entire room when they're shouting this out. Because again, there are many voices, and like Paul said, none are without significance. So we've got demons yapping in our head. We got our own voice yapping in our head. And so the truth claims of the scripture, when it comes to the believer in his righteousness in Christ, his authority in Christ, his separation from the cruddy culture and the works of the flesh in Christ, and his believer over or his power over all the works of darkness, that's there in rich fullness. And if we don't stand and declare, you know, our right to party, as D. Snyder would say, then the powers of darkness are just going to steamroll us. And they can wear you down with words. They can wear you down with fear. They can wear you down with doubt. I had this guy who's been a Christian for 50 years, and he said, I have never quoted the word of God out loud as it pertains to me and whatever crap sickle that I'm currently plowing through. He said, I've never done it. And when I started doing it, he said, I felt the presence of God descend into the room just by quoting, you know, what thus saith the Lord says, you know, imagine that.
You're agreeing with your, I mean, these are, you know, deep principles of spiritual warfare. You're agreeing with God vocally. You're taking a stand and you're agreeing with the word of God. You're agreeing with God. You're agreeing with truth. Something happens when we do that. And so we need to be intentional about doing that. We need to understand that it's not a weird thing. This is what God calls us to do. When we come back, we continue the conversation with Doug Giles' new book, I Talk Back to the Devil. You might have heard Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. Yes, it's because of cancel culture, but as a result, they get to pass the savings on to you directly by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals,
towels, $25. There's 6-pack towels, just $25. Brand new 4-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping too. The amazing offer will not last long. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code ERIC, or call 800-978-3057. That's promo code ERIC, 800-978-3057, promo code ERIC, or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Just yesterday morning.
Welcome back, talking to Doug Giles, G-I-L-E-S. And the book is I Talk Back to the Devil. You know, I want to say, Doug, just recently I had an experience where I don't know who I was hearing who gave a sermon about, praise the Lord in all circumstances, thank the Lord for everything. You know, it's like stuff that you hear and you go, yeah, that's right. That's what I'm supposed to do. And that is spiritual warfare. When I agree with God, something happens. When I agree with God, when I consciously choose to agree with what God says. And it happened to me, I guess about a week and a half ago. I was driving way out into Queens to a bookstore kind of in the middle of nowhere to sign 1,000 copies of my new book, Religionless Christianity. And my daughter was supposed to be with me, whatever. And I was kind of bummed that it's just fatiguing to do something like that. And, you know, not having her with me that day, I was sort of feeling sorry for myself. And then by the grace of God, I thought, wait a minute, Eric, no. Praise the Lord in all circumstances. Thank him for everything. I did that. I just said, God has a plan. I refuse to give in to my, you know, pity party. God has a plan, whatever it is, I praise his name. No joke. I get there. Before I know it, I'm in this great conversation with this guy that he wasn't even supposed to be there. It was kind of a wonderful conversation. And then I'm not making this up. I think I told this on the program the other day. 4 Norwegian dudes stumble into the bookstore in the middle of Queens, New York. They had come all the way from Norway. They were staying in Jersey. They're kind of Googling what's a great Christian bookstore. They come all the way to Queens. They come into the bookstore and I start talking to him. One of them says, I say to him, like, oh, I've only written one book that's been translated into Norwegian. It's my Bonhoeffer book. They hadn't heard of it. Later on, one of them comes up. He's holding my book, Is Atheism Dead? He says to me, did you write this book? Yes. He says, we have this in Norway. I read this in Norwegian. I said, I don't think so. I think I'd know if my book was translated into Norwegian. He insists. I said, I don't think so. His buddy brings out a phone and shows me on his phone my book in Norwegian. So the publisher never sent me a copy.
They're stealing from you, brother.
He shows me that. Yeah, no, they're not.
They're stealing.
He shows me this. But then this young guy says to me that he's dyslexic. He never reads. He read this book in Norwegian and it changed his life and it made him want to do apologetics. It made him join this Bible college that he's in because they do apologetics because he read my book. And then he says to me, and because of that, I'm here in New York. I'm here in America today because this Bible college, we're on a trip with this Bible college. So your book led me to be here today. And I walk into this bookstore and I bump into the author of the book that changed the course of my life. I said, this is a miracle. It's a profound encouragement to me. And so I really believe that just because I changed my attitude on the way there, it's like God has blessings for us wherever we go. He wants to walk with us and encourage us. And it was such a powerful encouragement to me. And I instantly knew that the prayer that I prayed to agree with God and to mentally say, I agree with what the word of God says, that was the Lord kind of preparing me for this blessing that he had. And so that doesn't mean it's going to happen all the time, folks, but this is real. Like the Lord is real. He wants to speak to us. So I just had to share that.
Dude, that's beautiful. Look at, again, going back to, you know, biblical examples of opening your yapper and declaring what God says, and, you know, up and against the enemy. Classic example, Goliath in the Valley of Elah. He's talking mad trash to Saul and all of his, you know, warriors. And David gets ear of what Goliath said. So David, again, he hears the same thing that Saul and his brothers heard and all the other soldiers of Israel. And David responded to the enemy's talk with talking back. You know, he said, no, he said, I'm going to take your sword and I'm going to kill you just like I killed the lion and just like I killed the bear. And Goliath mocked him. And sure enough, David's faith caused him to speak, put faith in, you know, the supernatural in motion. And sure enough, he killed that ugly monster and severed his head with his own sword. But a lot of people got to understand, man, that again, his faith was displayed by him declaring what the covenant promise was that God gave to him, which is, you know, victory and transcendency over the enemy. So Saul and all the priests, I don't know if Samuel's up there, and they're not saying anything. They're like, oh, my God, we're terrified. You know, and David's like, he said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? And then David starts opening up his mouth. And Eric, I'm going to, you know, I've been doing it for years. I'm really concentrate on doing it, you know, with incredible regularity, that this is just what I do. I walk around with my dogs and I declare I'm blessed and I'm not cursed. I'm persecuted, but I'm not abandoned. I might be pressed down, but I'm not destroyed. I go into the covenant blessings and birthright, all the promises that are to me. And instead of fear, doubt, end of the world, it's like, no. Fearlessness, faith, and maybe this is the beginning of a revival or reformation or a renaissance. Who knows? All I know is that I'm not going to parrot what you guys are parroting. I'm going to declare what God, you know, says in the scripture. Call me nutty.
No. This is very powerful stuff. And we've come to a place, you know, in history where Christians need to get this. Christians need to know this is the Lord's will for you. This is not extra credit Christianity. This is basic stuff. And that's why I'm glad you wrote this book, I Talk Back to the Devil, because people need to understand this is normative. This is the normal Christian life, is to do this. Now, yeah. If people read your book, what are they going to find in it, just to give them some encouragement about what they can get?
Yeah, so I got 30 proclamations and I busted up. I got 10 apiece in three categories concerning the wealth. And man, I'm telling you, especially Ephesians 1, the treatment that I do, personalizing what the Apostle Paul says is true of the believer now, not in the sweet by and by when, you know, the sweet chariot comes to take them home. Says a Christian, you're seated in the high places with Christ right now. Says you rule and reign with Christ right now. You have power over the powers of darkness right now. The church is going to be the center of redemption and of this world, not the world, you know, beating up on the church. This is going down right now. God says to the believer, he said, guess what? You didn't choose me. I chose you before I created the world. Imagine that. And I had such great delight in planning it. So if you're a, you know, dour little monkey today and you read Ephesians 1 and you declare what God declares over your life, all of a sudden, you know, the air smells a little bit sweeter. Sun's a little bit more warm and shinier because you're not, again, declaring what your mama said or what your stupid aunt with a mustache said. You're declaring the love letter of what God says. Okay. Then I move to the walk where I contrast where the believer is to contrast with this crappy culture.
Hang on one second. When we come back, we're going to finish this up. We got more talking to Doug Giles, G-I-L-E-S. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Talking to Doug Giles, G-I-L-E-S. The book is I Talk Back to the Devil. And you were saying if you're a dour little monkey or you feel like a dour little monkey, and that's a famous phrase. I believe that's Shakespeare. But you need to declare what God
has said. And I want to say again, this is normative. We need to learn to do this, folks. This is basic spiritual warfare. One thing I want to say, Doug, a lot of people don't understand we're called to spiritual warfare. They don't get it. It sounds foreign. Talk a little bit about that, because, again, this is a basic thing. In our minds and our hearts, we're supposed to be at war with the enemy by declaring what God has said, by believing what God has said. This is supposed to be our normal walk.
Yeah, whether the Christian likes it or not, if they're really born again, then they're going to, they entered into this spiritual conflict that's been going on since Adam and Eve fell from their felicitous state in the garden. And you can be a sucky, you know, spiritual warrior. You can be a good one. It's up to you. The powers of darkness will attack you, and you should want them to attack you, because that means you're doing something that's Christ-like. You know, and Leonard Ravenhill famously said, he said, my whole goal as a Christian is to be on Satan's most wanted list. And so the book, I Talk Back to the Devil, again, it's a compendium of 30 proclamations that the Christian, Eric, is supposed to say out loud with testicular fortitude. Maybe do it so loud that you scare your mama, and you declare what God says about you. Declare what the scripture says. I've got a list, Eric, about what the blood of Christ does for the believer. Oh my God, man. You're not going to feel like, I'm not worthy. I'm guilty. I'm damned. You know, I'm going to be held accountable. I'm going to get purgatory. It's like, no, you're not. Proclaim this list of all these goodies that the blood of Christ has done for you. Proclaim what Christ in that grand exchange on the cross has done for you in his sacrificial death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. Dude, I'm telling you, man, I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it, because that's life. That's what you're supposed to proclaim. And Solomon says, you know, you can either speak death over your Christian life. You can speak death over the United States. You can speak death over your kids, over your job, over your marriage, or you can speak life. And I choose life, man. And we wrap it up with two more categories, to where we proclaim how distinct we are in Christ from the unwashed masses. Not that we're better, but we're supposed to walk a different way. You know, we're not supposed to walk like an Egyptian, as the Bengals sang. And then the warfare aspects, I not only talk about the personal warfare that the believer's got to plow through, but also extrapolate it into the promises that God declares on a nation that repents, and the promises of what, or the threats of what God declares on evil leaders and evil nations that don't repent. And so instead of us being at the behest of behemoths and all that other stuff, they're supposed to be under our feet. We're supposed to tread on serpents and scorpions, and we do that primarily by declaring, proclaiming the word of God. And people can't put this down, because it is so central to the OT and the New Testament that it's just, to me, it's crystal clear how all these warriors, the girls, the boys, the old men, and the young men, they declared their faith. They didn't just keep it silent and kept it to themselves. They spoke it out, brother.
Doug Giles, thanks for being my guest. Congratulations on the book, I Talk Back to the Devil.
Eric, thank you always, big dog.
Get ready for a revelation set to rock the very foundation of our society. Just out on Amazon, a groundbreaking manifesto penned by none other than award-winning film producer and human rights activist Jason Jones, titled The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset. The book delves deep into our societal anxieties, exposing the sinister tactics of radical reformers who've been fear-mongering and manipulating us into submission. Jones offers a glimmer of hope, insisting we can turn the tide, but only if we act swiftly. Through meticulous research and historical parallels, he unveils the true intentions behind slogans like Build Back Better and You'll Own Nothing and Like It. But this isn't just a book, it's a call to arms. Jones equips us with the knowledge to defend against the anti-human agendas of global elites, protecting our freedoms and liberty. So mark your calendars, get ready to embark on the great campaign against the great reset. This isn't just a book, it's a revolution. Don't miss out. Visit Amazon and secure your copy today. Portions of the Eric Metaxas Show are brought to you in part by The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset by Jason Jones.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.